Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com. Getting to the doctor's office for an appointment can be difficult or sometimes impossible. Lack of transportation, harsh weather, and exposure to germs at the doctor's office are all factors that can prevent you from getting the care you need and staying healthy. At Primary Care at Home, we bring healthcare to you. Primary Care at Home has worked diligently to create a superior practice model that provides state-of-the-art medicine the old-fashioned way. We accept patients in the following Florida counties: Orange, Seminole, Osceola, Brevard, Volusia, Lake, Sumter, Polk, Pasco, Highland, Pinellas, Hillsborough, and Lee County.
Hey, Lynn, I can't believe this. Primary Care at Home. That's unbelievable. Actually comes to your house? No kidding. Instead of going to the office, Primary Care comes to you. Wow, that's something.
Most insurances cover 100% of our services. Call us at 800-925-1840 or visit our website, primaryathome.com.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Some of the toughest training in the military is actually enjoyed by some pretty tough American veterans who have lost their sight. Members of the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. They spend a long weekend of rigorous U.S. Army Mountain Ranger training at Camp Frank D. Merrill Military Base in Georgia. Activities include hiking up a rock-strewn trail, climbing cliffs, rappelling on a synthetic rock wall, shooting live fire from shotguns, assault rifles, and pistols, and competitive foot races. In addition, the veterans are treated to a barbecue, a fish fry, and a critter cookout. The veteran trainees are all legally blind and from several eras of service. BVA is the only veteran service organization exclusively dedicated to serving blinded veterans and their families. Its Operation Peer Support Initiative, which arranges the trip, helps newly blinded veterans look ahead to the possibilities and opportunities their lives still present through social activities, counseling, and educational forums on benefits and rehabilitation. Learn more at bva.org.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service travel agency specializing in vacations for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tour, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal. At no cost to you, Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. Call us at 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com. That is bestbetstravel.com. And please remember to mention it, that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Tired of choosing the same boring thing every time you go out to eat? Simply because you cannot access the restaurant menu? Want a menu that fits your visual needs or is available in Braille? How about an accessible website that is up to date and complete with pricing and menu item descriptions? Try Menus for All, 50,000 accessible restaurant menus in 12,000 U.S. cities and available from any internet-connected device. Visit us at menusforall.com, find Menus for All on Facebook, or contact us at sales@menusforall.com. Menus for All, changing the lives of the blind and visually impaired, one menu at a time.
Hi, this is Gary, and once again today I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. That lip-smacking good food I always talk about? Well, I want to let you know, this year I'm having my holiday catered by Sonny's Barbecue. They have ham and turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans and corn, garlic toast, cornbread, sweet tea, unsweetened tea, and a delicious veggie wrap, all professionally catered. If you'd like to have your holiday professionally catered this year, go to sonnysbbq.com. That's spelled sonnysbbq.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. I'm here with my very good wife, Lynn Golder. I'm here with, what's his name? Nigel!
Hello, hello.
No kidding, Nigel. I'm here with his friend, Michael. Hello. I'm also here with Chris Shaw. And right now, you're live. We are live from Orlando, Florida. We have a person on the line right now. Her name is Linda. Linda?
I think she was calling in for trivia.
Linda, are you there?
Oh, I'm radio.
Linda.
She has her radio on.
Yo, Linda.
Yes?
Are you there, Linda?
I thought I was, yes.
Okay, you're on the air. Don't listen to your radio right now because then you won't be able to hear us. Did you call in for trivia, Linda?
You mean, yes, I did.
You did. Well, somebody else got it, but I'm going to give you a question.
Somebody got it for me?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Quickly, Michael.
Linda, I got to ask you a fast question.
Yes?
See if you know this. I'm going to ask you just a simple question. It's not very difficult, but let me ask you this question. Can you tell me two songs that Smokey Robinson did before he really became famous? He had two songs that weren't that big, but the...
How about one?
Tears of a Clown?
Nope. I'm thinking about his first two songs he ever made. Two songs he ever made.
With the Miracles, right?
He was Smokey Robinson, the Miracles. First two songs he ever made, you only had to get one.
Oh, wow, I don't know that.
I'll give you a hint. The first song, She's Not a Bad.
Sorry?
No, sorry.
I didn't hear you.
You didn't hear me?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, she's not a bad.
I said she's not a bad.
She's not a bed.
Yeah, that was the hint.
A bed, right?
Okay, you can't hear me now? I can't tell you anymore. That first song was called Bad Girl. She's not a bad girl. That's the name of his first song he ever had, was Bad Girl. Do you know the end of the second song that was big? I'll give you a hint on that one. The first word is shop.
Shop?
Yeah, shop.
You know this one.
Stop dogging me around?
No. Well, I gave you two big hints.
Wait, say it again?
I think she said it, Michael.
Linda, say it one more time.
Did you
stop dogging me around?
No, I'm sorry. No.
Well, thank you for
Linda.
Sorry, Linda.
Merry Christmas. The song was called Shop Around. Shop Around.
My mama told me you better
shop. I thought you said stop.
No, shop.
I know shop. My baby told me you better. My mama told me you better shop around.
Right. Yeah. That was the song. That's his first two songs he ever had: Bad Girl and then Shop Around.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Keep on calling in. Thank you, Linda, for calling in.
I'm a supporter of the Braille Club.
Okay. Well, keep on calling in.
Thank you. Thank you for your support.
Thank you so much for listening to the radio show. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Right. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas.
And I wish you the good holidays as well.
Thank you, honey. Thank you so much.
Interesting. I was thinking
Let's go back to Nigel for a few minutes.
What, Nigel?
I was thinking of going to a go-go, but that must have been a later release.
I know what he's talking about.
What song are you talking
about? Smokey and the Miracles, going to a go-go. Yeah.
No, the first two songs you have, Bad Girl was first and then Shop Around.
Yeah.
So Shop Around was really the first big hit he ever had. Bad Girl was okay. It was a big R&B record, but it wasn't a big pop.
The one that I'm...
Shop Around was pretty big.
The one that I'm thinking of must have come out later. Obviously did. Yeah. But, I think his first big hit as a solo was, in fact, Tears of a Clown. I think that was his first solo hit after he left the Miracles.
Well, I'm going back to the Miracles. They had a lot of hits.
Oh, yeah.
Miracles.
Oh, yeah.
So what else is on your mind, Nigel? So
well,
now that you're here in the studio and it's your chance to
I must say that one thing that's been on my mind all day is the same thing that's been on the ground all day, and that is rain. Yeah. At least it ain't snow, right?
Right.
I remember when I first came to town here on Friday, Michael and I were listening to another station, and they were predicting 90% chance of rain on Sunday, that is today, and all I can say is they were right. Those weather forecasters were correct. And I was speaking with my brother this morning. Not only that, I was speaking with him this morning. He's in Pompano. As I said before, my aunt is recovering from pneumonia, and she's in Broward Health Imperial. And he was telling me the same thing, that they were getting rain down in Pompano as well. Rain and wind. Of course, he was right on the beach there. He said the gusts were up to like 40 miles an hour, so I guess there must have been a blanket of that wet stuff covering the state.
Nigel, I got to throw this out to everybody. Listen to this.
Uh-oh.
Nigel, well, Michael too. Are there any other people out there listening to this radio show? Listen what Michael doesn't eat. And neither does Michael. Sitting next to him doesn't eat. They don't eat meat. They don't eat fish. What else don't you eat?
So you're vegan, correct?
No, we're not vegan.
You're
at
not
least
vegan.
I'm not. I'm not. Maybe Michael is, but I'm vegetarian. And let me tell you what. I've discovered, praise God, that most restaurants now are catering to our dietary
they really are.
Restrictions yeah. because even those that are, even though there are these, shall we say, restaurants that are famous for their meat, they do cater to our desires. And by the way, we were at Sonny's this afternoon and discovered they have a lovely, delicious, elaborate salad bar.
They
Isn't
do.
That right, Mike?
Yes.
Yes.
They do. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I'd like
it.
To hear if anybody else
don't
out there
doesn't
eat
Don't forget to check out Menus for All, too,
meat,
Nigel.
Or,
and you can
like he's told me, he's a vegetarian. Anybody else out there? 407-894-1680.
407-894-1680.
What do you eat if you don't eat meat or fish? What do you eat? Call in. Tell us. I'd like to know myself.
407-894-1680.
Right now, we got Gary Sinclair. Before we go to break, Gary, you're on the line. We can talk fast, Gary.
Hey, 1 minute. That's it.
1 minute. Gary.
Yeah.
Talk fast.
Yep, I heard. Hello, Nigel.
Hey, Gary. How are you, brother?
Doing good. And Lynn and Michael, happy Hanukkah.
Thank you, Gary.
So much, Gary.
And I wanted to call in especially to say Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to all our listeners.
Merry Christmas. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Be safe and holiday.
Thanks for calling in. Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas to you, Gary.
What I was trying to say is that Menus for All, you can check the different restaurants around the country and see who has the vegetarian menus.
That's right.
Menus We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We got,
don't go away.
We got our special guest on the phone
we'll
line.
We'll be right
okay.
back. You listen to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Do blind children attend and participate in camp activities? Can blind people travel independently or operate a computer? Do blind adults play baseball? At the Association of Blind Citizens, we answer yes to those questions every day. You can support our programs by making a tax-deductible donation at www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button. Go to www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button today. Be part of the success and help us do more. Donate today. Association of Blind Citizens, creating opportunity one step at a time.
Retina Boy is the new novel by Ben Schaberman, director of scientific outreach at the Foundation Fighting Blindness. It's a story of friends, aliens, retinas, and rock and roll. Researchers were mystified by the boy from Des Moines, Iowa, born without retinas. Everyone was mesmerized by his luminescent aquamarine eyes. Retina Boy grew up to be a brilliant teenager playing awesome lead guitar in his classic rock cover band. Never did Retina Boy imagine he was from another planet and that he and his girlfriend would be called upon to save the Earth and an alien world of blind inhabitants on the brink of environmental collapse. Retina Boy is published by Loyola University, Maryland. Retina Boy is available on Amazon in paperback, Kindle, and on Audible. For more information, visit retinaboy.com.
Introducing Bonicle. Critically acclaimed by experts and users as the must-have Braille device for the blind. It fits in your pocket and is life-changing, whether you're 5 or 95. You can store a library of Braille books and read them on the go. Learn Braille at your pace. Play games with your friends and get productive with work. Learn more and pre-order now for a discount at bonicle.co.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're in the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. Hope you enjoyed the first hour. We're live from Orlando, Florida. For those who are wondering, where's this show from? What do you say?
No, he's talking to me.
Mr. Golder.
What are you saying? Yes.
No, Chris was talking to me in my headphones.
Oh, I would like to point out that while we were there, I did mention to the staff at the Sonny's Barbecue that they sponsor the Blind and Beyond radio show,
yes,
and
do.
We hear
yes.
about
that
them.
Was very
You're
nice.
Listening
Appreciate
to the Blind
it.
And Beyond radio show. This listening to Nigel.
Yes.
The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Right now, we have a guest calling.
We do.
Lynn, who is
special
calling?
Special guest calling in all the way from Qatar, Doha, in the Mideast. And we'd like to welcome back Abdel Razak Ali, who is the CEO and co-founder of Bonicle. Hello, Abdel Razak. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Good here.
Nice to hear
Good
you
Good evening.
Again.
What time is it where you
Good
are?
Back. It's around 4 a.m. here.
What
oh,
time?
Oh, my goodness. 3, what did he say, 3 o'clock in the morning?
No,
oh
he said
goodness.
4 a.m. Now, is that 4 a.m. Monday morning?
Yeah,
yeah, it's quite early here, yeah.
Wow.
Wow,
that's really, well, we appreciate you. I don't know whether you went to sleep and set the alarm or you stayed up, but we appreciate you joining us
so
tonight.
Tell us, please, tell us. We'd like to hear what's going on.
Yeah, I guess I can go on and introduce Bonicle. We've got a lot of updates and a lot of changes with our product. So Bonicle is a Braille device. We consider it more of like not only a Braille reader, like the existing product in the device in the market, but it's more of a companion and a Braille entertainment device, let's call it. So it's a handheld device that can fit in your pocket. And unlike other products, it's not only about reading Braille and just about reading book or something. It's only it's more about, you know, playing games, learning Braille, getting some productivity apps. So we're providing a library of apps for different needs, and we're focusing on three main categories. One is productivity, gaming, and education. So when we talk about gaming, for example, it's not only about, you know, some board games or card games, but more about video games. So, for example, you can play Fruit Ninja, and that would be first of its kind. So you can use Barker as if it's like as if you're using a Wii. So fruits will be jumping in the air, and you have to move Barker in the air to basically cut fruits quickly. So that would be like that's really an example of a game that you can actually play against your friends and against your parents, for example, at home.
Abdel Razak,
meet Nigel.
And Nigel is blind. And Nigel, do you know Braille?
Good morning, Mr. Ali. Yes, I do.
He would like to talk to you and ask you some questions.
Ask him a question.
I'm quite a proficient Braille reader. So you've already answered one of my questions, namely, how does it compare with the other Braille displays that are currently on the market? Let me ask you this. How does it compare price-wise? There is the trend now among new manufacturers of new Braille display products and note takers to downward direct the price of these.
This is very small, Nigel. This fits
in
your hand.
Considering it is a smaller device, I presume that this follows that trend. Is that correct?
Correct, yes. So we're aiming at $500. So it's going to be in the market by next year by around $500.
Okay.
So I think it would be pretty affordable for a Braille device that compact can be very, you know, fit in your pocket.
Excellent. So the size is a marketing feature that you're using, and that's great. How many, speaking of size, how many cells does the display feature?
So it actually has one cell only, but the way it works is completely different. So have you used Bonkel? It has the form factor of a mouse. And you would be moving it over a surface horizontally, and it would go to the next letter as you move. So instead of having like a bunch of braille cells in front of you, a line of braille cells, and you move your finger over there, so you actually have one braille cell under your fingertip, and it moves with you. And it's refreshed as you move.
I see. So this is something that slides along a surface.
Like a scanner, almost.
Yes, like a slides along a flat surface. And so I would read the text one cell at a time, literally. Is that correct, sir?
Well, yeah, one letter as you move. So it depends on your pace. So you can go faster or slower. And there's an auto mode as well, so you don't actually have to move it over the surface. So if you're on a bus or a metro, you just hold it stationary. It would refresh letter under the fingertip automatically, and you can control the speed.
Okay. So the the dot implementation is with piezoelectric crystals that actuate pins, as is the conventional method of implementing Braille dots. Is that correct also?
Correct, yes.
Okay. All right. So since it is a single character implementation of Braille, that precludes grade 2 or, shall we say, contracted Braille. Is that correct? That
correct.
Code is not available through this device. Okay.
So you can actually control if it's contracted or uncontracted, and
which
code you'd like to use. It's up to you.
So contracted Braille is an option, or grade 2, as we call it. It is an option?
It is an option, obviously, yes. All are available. UED, whatever you need is basically all the options that are available in the device and implemented, yeah.
Abdel, maybe you can describe the device itself and tell people how convenient it is and small and, you know, that you could take it on the go. Would you like to describe it?
So it's actually more, it looks very similar to a mouse, and it can basically fit in your palm. It's very small, and it's battery powered, obviously, and the battery lasts for like a week. We're working on a couple of apps, as I mentioned. So productivity apps, for example, you have like a reader app that basically allows you to read PDFs, text, or BRF, any file formats. And allows you to get access to Bookshare as well. So you can actually have a library of books in your pocket. We also have the second category of kids' education. We think it's very important. It allows basically parents to be part of their kids' education. So it allows parents to teach their kids Braille at home. So we have apps that basically give them the alphabet, and it would basically, you know, the app would speak out loud and say, this is the letter A and this is the letter B, and then give them assessments and actually challenge them. So it would basically represent a letter in any Braille on their fingertips. And it would ask them to basically say what letter it is. It would basically allow the parents to see what their children are reading at the moment. So it would basically allow them to help them to be part of their education. It also, not only reading, it works for writing as well. So the device actually has a Braille keyboard, just like your keyboard, just like your iPhone keyboard. So it has touch input on the back, and you can basically touch the box and write in Braille. So it allows them to learn reading and writing in Braille.
And how do people order from you? Where would they get it? Is it shipped from you over there, or are you selling it in the States yet?
We're going to be selling it in the States. So we're already working with a couple of institutions. Good. In the States, a couple of schools and institutions for the visually impaired, like the Lab House and multiple others. So we're planning to basically be selling it in the States on the shelves in a couple of retail stores. We didn't finalize the name yet, but we're still closing deals with them, and it should be, sold in the States.
Mr. Ali, if I may, do you have a target release date for next year? You did say it was going to be projected to be available next year, but do we know when?
Yeah, because by the start of June next year, 2020. Okay.
But you're taking pre-orders now, correct?
Obviously, yeah. You can do that on our website, bonicle.co. Yeah.
And that's spelled B-O-N as in Nancy, O-C-L-E, bonicle.co. And you can do your pre-order there if you're interested in purchasing the device.
Mrs. Golder, I'm so glad you clarified that, because I was always calling it Barnacle.
It's Barnacle. So that's what it is.
Because the commercial doesn't spell it out, or at least I
thought it did.
I will have to listen to it again. Maybe you did.
Yeah.
And it's just me. I got carried away with the, because I love the ocean. See, that's my problem.
Do you have any other questions, Nigel?
I think you've answered all. Oh, yes. If anybody has any questions in addition to what we've discussed already, Mr. Ali, do we have the permission to contact you, and would you be willing to share your contact information?
Please, you can email me at aaly at bonicle.co. That's aaly at bonocle.co.
And it's also on our website.
Yes, it is.
So in case you missed it's on our website.
Yeah, you can find all the information.
blindandbeyondradioshow.org. blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Go to our website, and all the information is there.
Well, we thank you very, very much for calling in.
Yes, thank you so much, sir.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. And
you can go back to bed now. Just kidding.
Go back to bed. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay.
He's going Excellent. All the way from the other side of
that
world.
Yes.
It almost feels like an imposition to stay up and to call in. All right.
He must have had some white cane coffee.
He must have.
Yes.
Okay. You really like your white cane coffee, right?
Does it show?
Does it show?
You think?
By the way, just so you'll know, if you go to the White Cane Coffee website, right now it's 50% off a lot of the flavors, or 50% off, because they're going to move out a lot of the Christmas coffee, and it's 50% off discount. So check it out, White Cane Coffee. And don't forget, when you say radio 10% off, you get a 10% discount.
Now you tell me. Sheesh.
Yeah. If you listen to the show at all, it always say Blind and Beyond Radio Show, 10% off.
Yeah.
And I got free shipping.
You have to do that, Blind and Beyond Radio Show, 10% off.
I had a caller to call in while we were on the phone with our good friend Ali from Qatar. And our friend was coming in with some facts and some correction. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, their first song was Got a Job. And then the second one was Bad Girl. And the one that made the top 40 was Shop Around.
No, I said the first two big hits. First two big hits they had. Okay. Bad Girl was on the charts, and Shop Around was on the charts. First two big hits. Mm-hmm. not their first song, but the first two big hits.
Yeah.
Did you want to throw out a
Bad Girl and Shop Around?
Did you pick a song, Chris, to do real fast?
Yeah.
Because then we have another guest calling in, and that'll be the end of the show after that. Oh, so.
You already know.
You better put your song in fast.
All right. Well, here we go. Who's singing this song right here? It's a gimme. Happy holidays going out to you, and definitely to you.
Thank you.
Singing it, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song?
Well, those of you who don't know it, don't feel bad because you're not the only one.
You know it, huh?
I don't recognize it. Got me stumped. Yep. First time tonight. Oh, yeah.
407-894-1680. Let's see if anybody knows. Yeah, you know, but I would like to hear anybody else that has a diet like Mr. Nigel. Anybody else have a diet like him? This diet with no... He's just a vegetable eater.
There's many.
Right? Vegetables and pasta. Right?
Yep.
And you eat milkshakes?
See, oh, yeah.
Wait, you can eat a milkshake?
I thought
you
drink milkshakes. You could have a smoothie.
Yeah, I'm not vegan, remember. But... all the better if they're made with almond milk or soy milk or hemp milk even.
What was the last one?
Hemp milk?
No kidding.
Yes.
Hemp milk. And wow.
That's without the THC.
What about carnation?
Yeah. I generally stay away from that. I'm on my way to being vegan, but I ain't there yet. I'm still vegetarian. I will say that as pointed out in the fall edition of the Mayo Clinic, or excuse me, the University of California Berkeley Wellness Letter, the vegetarian meats are becoming increasingly popular. Those of you who have tried the Impossible Burger know exactly what I'm talking about. You cannot tell the difference anymore. It's gotten to that stage. So
what's this called? A vegetable burger?
It's called.
Oh, I like those.
Yeah, there are a couple at least that are very prominent. There's the Impossible Burger. Which you can get at Bobby Rubino's. You can get the, Burger King has come out with the Impossible Whopper based on the same patty. And then there's the Beyond Meat or Beyond Beef. I guess it's called Beyond Meat. I think the company that produces it is called Beyond Meat.
No, you don't have a winner.
You have a call on the line?
No call yet. We got our guest call on the phone.
So we'll go ahead and break in 1 minute.
Okay.
We can take that break.
In a minute. And
we can take it now. Huh? Well, he's going to go now, I think.
Okay. We're going to go to break. We're going to break. So, don't go away. We're going to break.
Ben Shaberman and Retina Boy.
And Retina Boy will be back when we
Retina
come back.
Boy.
Retina Boy. Don't go away. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that, upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers,
human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Tired of choosing the same boring thing every time you go out to eat simply because you cannot access the restaurant menu? Want a menu that fits your visual needs or is available in Braille? How about an accessible website that is up to date and complete with pricing and menu item descriptions? Try Menus for All, 50,000 accessible restaurant menus in 12,000 U.S. cities and available from any internet-connected device. Visit us at menusforall.com, find Menus for All on Facebook, or contact us at sales@menusforall.com. Menus for All, changing the lives of the blind and visually impaired one menu at a time.
Hi, this is Gary, and once again today, I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. That lip-smacking good food I always talk about? Well, I want to let you know, this year, I'm having my holiday catered by Sonny's Barbecue. They have ham and turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans and corn, garlic toast, cornbread, sweet tea, unsweetened tea, and a delicious veggie wrap, all professionally catered. If you'd like to have your holiday professionally catered this year, go to sonnysbbq.com. That's spelled sonnysbbq.com.
Retina Boy is the new novel by Ben Schaberman, director of scientific outreach at the Foundation Fighting Blindness. It's a story of friends, aliens, retinas, and rock and roll. Researchers were mystified by the boy from Des Moines, Iowa, born without retinas. Everyone was mesmerized by his luminescent aquamarine eyes. Retina Boy grew up to be a brilliant teenager playing awesome lead guitar in his classic rock cover band. Never did Retina Boy imagine he was from another planet and that he and his girlfriend would be called upon to save the Earth and an alien world of blind inhabitants on the brink of environmental collapse. Retina Boy is published by Loyola University, Maryland. Retina Boy is available on Amazon in paperback, Kindle, and on Audible. For more information, visit retinaboy.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Ah. Welcome back. We are live from Orlando, Florida. The phone number here, which I hope you can call in, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. We have on the line right now, he calls himself Ben, otherwise known as Ben Shaberman. Did I say it right, Lynn?
You did.
Good. Ben Shaberman, he's the author of my latest book that I'm reading, Retina Boy.
Welcome
are you there,
back,
Mr.
Ben.
Author? Ben, are you there?
I am here, Michael and Lynn.
Let me just tell
Thanks
you something.
Again.
For people who don't who do know me, know they can't believe I'm reading a book. And I'm reading your book, and I love it. I just want to tell you that. I'm only up to the fifth chapter, but I really love the book. It's a really great book. I love it. I'm listening on the through my Alexa.
Yeah, I had to figure out how to do that. Get it to
well,
the
that's
Alexa.
Great.
Yeah.
Echo dots.
And meet Nigel Reichardt.
Nigel, say hello. Nigel, say hello to Ben
Good
Shaberman.
Evening, Mr. Shaberman.
Hello, Nigel. How are you?
I am wonderful. It is a pleasure and an honor to converse with you, sir.
Yeah.
Well, the feeling is mutual.
Nigel.
Well, you know what's really funny, Ben? I have to tell you something.
South Florida.
Retina Boy's problem and Nigel's problem is about the same.
I think so.
They're retinas.
Yes. Yes. And by the way, no, I do not work for Mutual of Omaha.
Okay.
My dad was an insurance agent, and I'm sure he dealt with them, but not
but,
this guy.
But his retina is the same problem as your yeah. Retina Boy's.
Very similar, I'm sure.
Nigel, yes. can you tell me what your retinal challenge is?
There you go.
Labor's congenital amaurosis.
Oh, okay.
I emailed you some information recently, and you were on vacation. I don't know if you received the email.
Oh, you're that Nigel.
Yes,
okay.
That
one
Nigel.
And only. He came
one
up from South Florida.
Yeah.
He came up from South Florida to be on the show.
On the train, just guilty, to be on our show.
Guilty as charged, yes.
That's, well, it's nice to meet you in voice.
It's nice
well
to meet
as
you
in
as well.
Fact.
Likewise, sir.
So tell us about Retina Boy, Ben.
Sure. So as your listeners have been hearing through my talks and commercials over the last few months, Retina Boy is about a boy who is born essentially without retinas, and his condition mystified researchers. They'd never seen anything like it. And he grows up in Iowa. That's where he's born, and he grows up to be a pretty carefree teenager. He learns how to play guitar. He's an amazing lead guitarist. There's a lot of references to classic rock in the book. And he, in about fifth grade, he befriends this girl in his class, the smartest girl in his class, named Marcy. She happens to be unable to walk, so she uses a wheelchair, and they become best buddies. And the book kind of takes off from there. And I guess I'll give a little spoiler, is that as it turns out, and the listener or the reader figures this out fairly early on, Retina Boy is not human. He's swapped for a human baby right at birth, the day after he's born. And so the human baby named Doug is brought back to the alien planet that Retina Boy is from. And that planet is called Zuba. And so the book parallels the stories, really, of Retina Boy and Doug. And while things move forward and the two characters ultimately come together toward the end of the book, the stories do parallel each other as they go. And while I always love talking about Retina Boy and his luminescent aquamarine eyes, and the fact that he can navigate pretty well without a cane. He has a special skill called Zill that allows him to sense objects around him. I think a lot of the other characters in the book are very important as well. They're pretty prominent. And so the other character, Doug, who is brought back to this alien planet, the alien planet, all its inhabitants are blind. And that planet is on the brink of environmental destruction. And so the reason they brought Doug to that planet is the inhabitants, the scientists there, want to figure out how to bestow vision to their citizens. So they're doing all these experiments and tests on the little boy Doug to see if they can figure out how to grow their own retinas. So he's a very important character in the book. And then Retina Boy's girlfriend, Marcy, at first they're friends and they become girlfriend and boyfriend as the book moves on. Marcy is a very important character because she's so smart and so courageous. She's got a real attitude about her, which I think shows her strength. And she plays a very prominent role throughout the book. And then there are a couple of aliens that show up at different points in the book that play a prominent role. And I'm not going to spoil what their role is, but their names are Ziglo and Zeglo. And they're sort of like the Laurel and Hardy of aliens, of blind aliens. But again, they're important to moving the plot forward and having things resolve toward the end of the book, as much as they do resolve. And again, I'm not going to give too much away.
No, don't do that. Ben, tell everybody what the inspiration was behind your idea for the book, Retina Boy.
Sure. I have been with the Foundation Fighting Blindness now for 15 years. And especially early on in my tenure at the foundation, I've interviewed a lot of families who are affected by a variety of retinal diseases, including LCA, labor congenital amaurosis, that Nigel has, retinitis pigmentosa, Stargardt disease. And, of course, there are always challenges, no matter what the age of diagnosis or whatever age the person who is affected happens to be at. But I'm always inspired by the kids and how brave and courageous they are and how they can turn out to do very remarkable things regardless of their visual ability. And so while the foundation is all about treatments and cures, and I'm very excited about how wonderfully fast the research is moving, I wanted to write something that made heroes out of those young patients that deal so well and so courageously with their vision loss. They've always been so inspirational for me. So that's the inspiration.
Did you have any other questions or comments, Nigel?
Any other questions, Nigel?
At the moment, no. I do thank you for your contribution to the research that is being done on these situations. As I may have explained to you in my email, I personally have been to the Shea Eye Institute, and I guess I'm on hold, although I did receive a follow-up phone call. So I do want to thank you for the effort that you're expending in this regard to prevent these conditions.
And I like the narrator of the book when he was talking. He got a very good voice.
Well, thank you. And as part of this process, I auditioned I think it was about 60 narrators. I provided a script to them, and they read parts of the script. And they had to do a lot of characters. There's a lot of characters in the book. They're the kids, Retina Boy, Marcy. They're the aliens. There's some adults. And Barrett Letty is the narrator, and he did a great job capturing all those different voices. So I felt fortunate to have him do the audio.
Excellent.
Well, tell everybody how they can access the book.
Sure. It's available on Amazon in paperback. It's on Kindle, and you can get it either by going to Amazon or Audible. You can get the audio version.
Okay, so it's not available through NLS yet, through the National Library Service?
No, and actually the arrangement I have right now with Audible, the audio is exclusive to them. That may change over time, but right now I can only offer it through Audible.
Well, thank you very much,
very good
Ben.
Book. I highly recommend it, and I'm not even a book reader. Very good book.
Well, I'm honored and privileged that you're enjoying it. And I think my final comment is it's definitely a book that I had young adults in mind as listeners and readers when I wrote it. But I've been getting a great response from people of all ages and visual abilities.
That's
so
terrific. Well, we'd like to wish you happy you. Hanukkah and a happy and healthy 2020. And we look forward to having you back again soon.
And a very healthy and happy new year.
All of you as well, Nigel, Lynn, and Michael, happy Hanukkah, happy Christmas, and 2020. Hopefully we'll get some big things happen for saving and restoring vision in 2020.
Absolutely.
Only
Amen.
Apropos.
Thank you, sir, and all the same
well,
to you.
Don't
forget
for
to get the purchase the book.
That's Retina Boy.
Retina Boy.
And what is the website before you go?
Well, to buy the book, you go to Amazon. But if you just want to learn more about the book, you can go to retinaboy.com.
Okay. There we go.
It's also on blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Thank yes. you very much, Ben. We appreciate
thank
you
okay.
for
calling in. Appreciate it.
Have
okay.
a great
thank
holiday.
You. You as well.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Bye. Are we going to go to break, Chris?
Looks like we are.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Yeah.
Tired of choosing the same boring thing every time you go out to eat simply because you cannot access the restaurant menu? Want a menu that fits your visual needs or is available in Braille? How about an accessible website that is up to date and complete with pricing and menu item descriptions? Try Menus for All, 50,000 accessible restaurant menus in 12,000 U.S. cities and available from any internet-connected device. Visit us at menusforall.com. Find Menus for All on Facebook or contact us at sales@menusforall.com. Menus for All, changing the lives of the blind and visually impaired one menu at a time.
Michael, can I make you some coffee?
Whose coffee is it?
Michael, what other coffee would I be making? White cane coffee, of course.
Well, then I want it. Then I want it.
Okay, well, we got some new flavors. I bought some new flavors for the holiday.
Yeah, what flavors you got?
Creamy caramel.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Cinnamon nut roll, candy apple, caramel apple, or pumpkin snickerdoodle.
You're making me crazy.
Yeah, we have that too. Would you like that?
Yeah, I like that one.
All right.
Get your White Cane Coffee today, right now, today at www.whitecanecoffee.com. And don't forget that you heard it right here on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Mention promo radio to get your 10% discount. White Cane Coffee.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Do blind children attend and participate in camp activities? Can blind people travel independently or operate a computer? Do blind adults play baseball? At the Association of Blind Citizens, we answer yes to those questions every day. You can support our programs by making a tax-deductible donation at www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button. Go to www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button today. Be part of the success and help us do more. Donate today. Association of Blind Citizens, creating opportunity one step at a time.
Retina Boy is the new novel by Ben Schaberman, director of scientific outreach at the Foundation Fighting Blindness. It's a story of friends, aliens, retinas, and rock and roll.
Researchers were mystified by the boy from Des Moines, Iowa, born without retinas. Everyone was mesmerized by his luminescent aquamarine eyes. Retina Boy grew up to be a brilliant teenager playing awesome lead guitar in his classic rock cover band. Never did Retina Boy imagine he was from another planet and that he and his girlfriend would be called upon to save the Earth and an alien world of blind inhabitants on the brink of environmental collapse. Retina Boy is published by Loyola University, Maryland. Retina Boy is available on Amazon in paperback, Kindle, and on Audible. For more information, visit retinaboy.com.
Why use MacuHealth for visual performance and macular degeneration?
In 2016, it was shown by level one evidence, that's the most robust scientific evidence that exists, that if you supplement with a formulation that contains lutein, zeaxanthin, and crucially, mesozeaxanthin, that formulation is commercially known as MacuHealth, that you will improve your vision even if you have normal healthy eyes and even if you think you already have maximum and optimal vision. So in other words, this is a game changer. The use of MacuHealth to improve vision in normal healthy people is the most important advance in eye science since the invention of spectacles.
Visit us at MacuHealth.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number, well, you can't call in anymore. The show is almost over. So there's no point in me even giving it out.
You know, Mr. Golder, Mr. Shaw, excuse me, tells me my mic is hot, but it doesn't feel hot to me. It feels pretty cool. So this is Nigel, KB4F, signing off. I keep forgetting Dave Hildebrand. He and I have that in common.
He's a ham operator.
We're Nigel's both licensed radio
ham
amateurs.
Operator. Okay, tell me your number again.
KB4F.
That's easy
and
to remember.
And I think Dave's is W3CI. It may be W4CI, but I think it's W3. Anyway.
There you go.
Okay. So what's yours again?
KB4F.
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 Oh, KB. Okay.
Yes. Phonetically, that's kilowatt, bravo, number four, foxtrot.
Okay. Okay. I hear you over there. Yeah. Don't get me excited over here now.
Okay, everybody. Let me tell you what's happening next week. Yes, we will be here. Join us next week, same time, same place. And the last show of 2019, Blind and Beyond Radio Show, will end the year with a bang. Guest host Dan Spoon, president of the American Council of the Blind, will be here with us in the studio.
Beautiful.
When he gets back from his vacation. And John Cornet, who is the director of Legacy at Legacy Giving at Foundation Fighting Blindness, will also be calling in. So it'll be another interesting show.
Merry Christmas to all good night.
Before we go, Happy New Year. That was Boys to Men, Let It Snow. Nobody called in for the trivia.
I knew it was Boys to Men because they're your favorite.
Boys to Men. Yeah, they're coming from little boys to grown men.
Too contemporary
for
me.
Merry Christmas, Chris Shaw.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
God bless you all.
I hope you guys have a great one. Mike, nice meeting you.
Bless.
Nigel,
yes,
you got to come back for round 2, 3, and 4.
Uh-oh.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry
love you.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back.
We will be.
In a week.
We will be.
Looking forward to it. God bless you all.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together. We're polishing up our act.